The Medrash tells us that Matisyahu turned to the Chashmonaim and he said, let's take your 7 children and my 3 children, which are 12 Kohanim, 12 Shvatim, and I'm sure that Hashem will make us Nisim Gloyim. And we're going to win. There's a question. And that's exactly what happened. 12 stood up to the massive Greek army, which had tens of thousands. Not hundreds of thousands. And the question becomes, how could they have gone into something like this? How could you go in to a nace? How could a person go in and be soymich on a nace? We have a halacha that you cannot be soymich on nisim. For some reason they felt sure, and it's because of that power that the Sfasemes and others say that till today, the days of Hanukkah, they are not natural days. To the point that if someone forgets Al Anisim, there's a Harachmon you say. Harachmon. Hu yaseh lanu nisim. You say Harachmon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make nisim for us today. Kemoi. Like he made nisim to the Chashmonaim in those days. And all the Poskim say, ask. It's in the halachi, not a daven for a nes. Yet only on Chanukah we find Harachmon who yaselon nisim, make us nisim, like you made back in the day. We see clearly that we can come on daven for nisim, like just like they did it, we can go and do it. And the person say yes, because these days are kulei nes. All year you may not daven for a nes. Only time of the year you can allow to daven for a nes is Chanukah. There's a famous segula that many people put money to Reb Meir Balanes, and they say the words Elokah d'Meir Neini, the Hashem of Meir should help us. And there's a tremendous problem with that, because we don't say Hashem's name on someone. And this was during the time of Reb Meir was alive. On a live person, you never say the God of this person. So what does it mean Elokah d'Meir Neini? When a person needs a nace, he says Elokah d'Meir. And the Mashal says the word Meir doesn't mean the name of Remeya Balanes. He means the Hashem that made the Nes Chanukah. May He make Nisim today just like then. So Chanukah was the source when there was Nisim. And today a person has the ability, on Chanukah specifically, even though it's called the Meir all year, but on Chanukah you can ask for a Nes. You can come in and ask for a Nes. What's the pshat that these days could come and ask for a nes? So you need to look in Chazal, because every one of us wants to ask for something this year. And what's the secret when a person comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and asks for a nes? Chazal say in the Gemara that the year after Chanukah, Chazal made a yantif. And the Gemara says it was a yantif b'halel v'hoido. And the Chidushirim and others are medayek. It doesn't say l'hoides ul'hal. It says the yantif is b'halo v'hoidah. Not that you should, you could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The essence of the day is b'halo v'hoidah. And what the Mefarshim tell us is that those two things go hand in hand. It's not, it's a yantif of nisim, and it's a yantif of halo v'hoidah. You have to realize that the reason why the Yimei Chanukah are Yimei Nisim, are days we can get miracles, are because their essence is halal vahido. Because their essence is, we come to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, a person can ask for a nes. And with this, I'm going to tell you something really fascinating. There's a Gemara that tells us that the most important thing we do all day, all morning by davening, shachars and ma'ariv, is something called Soymich Geula L'Tfila. To the point, Chazal tell us, whoever is Soymich Geula L'Tfila, whoever says Gaal Yisrael, whoever says the bracha in the morning, Ezra Savisenu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you say it Micha Moicha Beilim by Ma'ariv, and you take the geula to the tefillah, Chazal tell us nothing bad will happen to the person. It's a tremendous segula. And all the Rishonim are like, what's the big deal? Because you said Gal Yisrael right before Shemin Esrei without a break. And Yerushalmi says Pshat. Rashi quotes this Yerushalmi in Masechtas Brachos. That same gula tefillah is the trick HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us. If a Yid walks into Shemin Esrei before he comes in with Rifeinu for Refuah, before he comes into Baruch Aleinu for Parnasa, before he comes into Atta Chayinim to understand, and he comes into Yerushalayim, he has all the list of things that he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. If before that you could sit and say Ezra Savisenu and describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Galtonu, Meisavodim, Pidisonu, and you sit there and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous chasadim, says Yerushalmi, then when you come in with a request, you can ask for what you want. This is what it says in Yerushalmi. This is why Soymich Geula L'Tfila, a person has to come in and first think about Geula before Tfila. This is exactly what David HaMelech says and tell him so many times. A person wants Yeshua, you need to thank. And thanking for what you have, besides being a segula for so many other things, of Simcha and everything else, is the key to getting more. But Victor Miller used to plead his people and say, the more you thank, the more you get, the more you thank. He would constantly say and bring Chazal and stories, people that thank are Zaycha. So standing here, Erev Chanukah, days of Nisim, though once a year you can ask Hashem, Hashem, please bring an ace. The whole year we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's find the right doctor for this Chaylah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's find the right medicine. That's not what you're davening for on Chanukah. Chanukah coming in, you're not asking Kishavah. Hashem, our regular nace. A nace that we should come into the doctor tomorrow. And the doctor says, I have no idea what you're talking about. A nace, someone doesn't need a parnasa, a job, a promotion, whatever it is that he needs. Not that chatev at all. Straight nisim. But it has to be days of shvach v'hidayah. Every single person, no matter how much they're going through, has so much to be grateful for. And that's the secret to getting the Yeshua for the areas that you want. And I want to share with you a story. I saw there's a sefer called Hamanti Ki Adaber, and on Chanukah, and they bring the following story. There was a Yid that moved to Monsi from Eretz Yisrael, and his name is Reb Ben Zion Sinner. And he came for a full, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, but once he lived in Monsi, he began to give shiur, and people to realize they have a Talmud Chacham in their midst, and they began to listen to him. And he said his personal story through one of his shiurim, and this is what he shared. He said that during part of his sicknesses, he lost his hearing in one ear. But even though he couldn't hear, it still had, the nerves were still there. So he ended up, he couldn't hear, but he suffered excruciating pain from his ear. So again, he had an ear that was hurting him, but he couldn't hear anything. So the doctor said, listen, if you don't hear anyway, you're just causing you pain. The doctor decided they're going to do a surgery to kill the nerves in the ear, so he won't hear. He went to the hospital that week, and he was going to have the surgery. And he said, they went in for a pre-op to check. And he passed other chaylim. When he was walking through the hospital corridors, he saw this chayla, that chayla. People couldn't walk, people couldn't eat, people couldn't do this and didn't that. And he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. I have so much more than any of these people. I can walk, I can eat, I can talk, and I can even hear in one ear. Abishri says, I happen to be, I'd love to hear in two ears, but I'm really grateful for what you gave me. He says the story that he came to the surgery, and the doctor did the standard testing of the ear, and the doctor looks at him and says, your God loves you. He says, why? He says, I just did a hearing test on you, and you have 85% of your hearing that just came back. Rabbi Yisrael, he said this story in one of his shiurim. This happened Purim time. We're talking here a month before Pesach. A few days before Pesach. A Hasidish Yid walks in with an envelope of cash. Mamash, a stack of money. He says, this is for Pesach. He looks at this Hasidish Yid and goes, you don't know me, you give me such a big amount of money. So I'll tell you the truth. He says, I was at that shir where you spoke about the story that I just shared with you. And he says, I have 7 married children for Baruch Hashem a long time. I have 2 younger children that have been in Shidduchim for many years. They're 26 and 24. They've been in Shidduchim for a number of years and nothing happening. And I heard Yashir that if a person thanks the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what he has, he can ask and get more. And he said, I began to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity that I have 7 children married. And I began to daven for the other 2. He says, last night, the second of my 2 daughters got engaged. And I came to tell you thank you. You're the Shadchan. He was a Yid who had 7 children he married off. And he was constantly asking for his 2 children to get married. Again, nothing wrong. He was missing a piece. He was missing the piece that he hadn't thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the other 7. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for. The second he started thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went in, what is it, from Purim till before Pesach, we're not talking even 3 weeks. 3 weeks. He was like, his 2 children both got engaged. The story with the hearing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. When you have Yimei Chanukah coming in. Yimei Chanukah, plain days of light and nace in the middle of a cold, dark winter. Days that are blown in to us with Yimei Nisim. Let's not waste or squander this opportunity. We all need something. Kodesh Baruch Hu's giving Nisim. We'll have to ask for Nisim. Harachem anu yasel anu Nisim, because these were the days where there was Nisim ayam mehem. Elakad de Meir aneinu, we still today daven Elakad the Eivishter of Meir that made the Neiris Chanukah burn, should answer us till today. But now we even found the trick. So going back to the Gemara, it's Yimei Hal Vahidoya. It's not Stam Yantif. We're going to be busy with the Neiris Chanukah. That's very important. You're going to be busy with the latkes and the donuts. Less important. But part of the Minhagim, of course. Let's not miss the boat of the Hallel. We sometimes will run away in the morning and think that the main mitzvah of Chanukah is at night. The main mitzvah of Chanukah is the Hallel in the morning. With the Maidim of your Shachris, the Maidim of your Mincha, whatever you have the opportunity to daven. Take a few seconds by the candles, by the Neiris Chanukah, and look around to whatever you have. And even if you don't have everything, focus on what you have. Give a heartfelt Yashar Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what you have. And if that's Chus Be'ezer Hashem, you'll be Zeicha, this Chanukah will be a nace for you and for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. Afreilich in Chanukah. Again, just a reminder that Be'ezer Hashem next week, there will not be a share on Thursday night. A good Shabbos and a Afreilich in Chanukah.